Blog Talk Radio.
Well, all right. Welcome to Vox Sox Radio, the best place to jumpstart your business each and every day. If you want to get the latest updates and hear what's happening around the country, this is the place to do it every morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have questions, thoughts, ideas, or have testimonials about
then just let it rip like on Thursday. Hey everybody, this is Greg in Dana Point, California. It's funny looking at the switchboard right there. It's that everybody waited until right as the show began. There's like one person on the dashboard, and within like 5 seconds, there are about over 20 people that dialed in at the same time. They're still coming in now. By the way, we're going to get rid of that intro. First of all, I need to change it anyway, but we'll get rid of that intro so that we can start right on time and everything. Hope everyone's having a great day for Thankful Thursday. It is actually the 21st of September, 2017. Right after this call, Julie and I are headed to Las Vegas for the event that's going on out there. Looking forward to it. And really, guys, you know, the only thing that was on my mind this morning is, Julie and I were talking over a cup of tea this morning, is that, you know, what a great group of people that are all coming together here and making this work. And we just feel very fortunate to be a part of it and hope that everybody else does as well. Because really it's, you're kind of judged by the people that you hang with. And again, we take a look at the people that are coming on board from California to Florida and all points in between. And it's really, really great. Doesn't always happen that way, as you guys know. But I hope that it does continue. But guys, literally, there are no announcements for today at all. If people want to share stuff, please come on. This is our call. It's not my call or anything like that. I don't have any updates on anything more. So if you guys have got questions, thoughts, push one on your phone. Open it up. And we'll go from there. And if not, thank you for plugging in this morning. let me see all 28 of you that just logged in right there. And guys, I will say this. One of the things that are happening the other day is that I wish that everybody, and I know that you guys know this as well, a lot of you are on here, and you probably have 20, 30 team members that aren't on here because either they work or they can't make it. It's just not the right time. They're taking care of kids, whatever it might be. And it's those stories that we hear everywhere, like the one I told yesterday about Tony Vargas down in Orlando. You know, the guys had a major hurricane come through. They've been without power now for about 2 weeks, and this guy's still signing up people and selling socks. So it just makes you think, hey, I have no excuse at all for any of that. So, again, guys, if you've got anything that you want to share or talk about, anything, the floor is yours. Please push one on your phone. Like I said, if not, this will probably go down as the fastest call in Blog Talk history. Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. Here's 217. Hold on. Good morning, 217. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Dixie in Illinois, and I'm just so glad you guys are going to do the Vegas event, and if I hadn't already committed to something, I'd be there with you.
Well, great. Fantastic. Well, we'll miss you, but there will be other events going on around the country, so look forward to seeing you at one of those.
Okay, that's exciting. Okay, one of the things that I have found that has really helped our team, the minute they sign up, and sometimes even before they sign up and they've got their insoles, I just have them do the test on me, all three of them, and practice on me, because it's so easy for them to walk out and think, I can't do that. And we've got a lot of older ladies that are signing up in their late 70s and even 80s, but they're just trying it on me, and they walk out of there and with a lot of confidence. and they can do it.
Oh, man, that is fantastic. You know, that really is. That's great. And then not only that, they not only know how to do it, they feel comfortable, but also they know that they were using their strength to move you, as well. So all the way around, great idea. Thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
Yeah, great. Okay, have a great day. And again, we look forward to seeing you at one of the events happening around the country. You got it. Okay, guys, let's go down here to area code 321. 321, you are, hold on, 321, you're live on Sock and Soul Radio. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's Dave here in Melbourne, Florida.
All right.
And I'm kind of new in the business, been about almost a month. I had a real good time putting socks on my mom at her 96th birthday party. And she's still living at home alone. She fell last winter, very much afraid of falling, but the stability and being able to walk a straight line without assistance was awesome. And yesterday, I believe I topped that. I was invited by a physical therapist that I know that I'd given a demo to. She right away says, "Why didn't I think of this?" And she took the videos and watched Jay and got all fired up and got her whole office fired up, asked me to come in. So I went in yesterday. They already had a patient they wanted to try it on. Well, turns out I knew the guy. He hadn't walked for 4 years without crutches. He'd been,
wow,
had back surgery in May. He's got something that makes his legs swell and he can't even reach his feet. He's, you know, gotten overweight and inactive. And anyway, he was very weak on the test before and very strong afterwards. Put the insoles in. They took him to the catwalk with the handrails, you know.
Right.
And lo and behold, he took off, went down and back and come down. He just didn't want to stop walking. I haven't walked in 4 years without a cuff. And
wow.
Literally, two therapist gals were literally jumping up and down, and we were praising and thanking Jesus.
Yeah.
It was totally awesome. And then, so they had another patient that had been walking crooked since a hip surgery in February, been seeing my chiropractor, who kind of initially said, thanks, but no thanks, just last week. Well, she put them things on, took off walking, and just about came running back to give me a hug and wanted to take me home with her, wanted to go out on the street and tell the world, "I'll sell these for you." Found out that she goes to the same chiropractor, and she goes, "Oh, that'll change. Give me 5 minutes with him." It was just like she walked straight after not being able to walk straight since February. And her Achilles heel quit working.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, you know, quit hurting right away. I mean, it was just...
Mm-hmm.
It's just too good to be true and just so awesome and a confirmation that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm very excited about it.
Right. You know, and Dave, I tell you what, isn't it funny when somebody goes, "This is too good to be true," and I go, "Well, I don't know. They're on your feet. You know, you're the one that's having the results, not me."
Yeah.
You know,
he goes, "Is this
all,
in my
all
head?"
All of us said the same thing.
"No, it's in your feet."
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
So, hey, Dave, thanks for sharing. And actually, we'll be in Florida in a couple of weeks, and we'll be posting several meetings, you know, down in that area, the Daytona, Melbourne, Orlando, that whole range of areas. So we'll keep you posted on that, okay?
Awesome, awesome. Very good.
All right, man.
Awesome. Thank
good.
You.
Have a great one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Two really great stories, you know, to get us through Thursday, to get us, drive us in. And by the way, we will have Blog Talk Radio tomorrow morning live from Las Vegas. Before we start our day out there, again, any other questions, thoughts, anything you guys desire to share? Any more stories? If you will, push one on your phone. It'll put you in the queue. And if not, let's go out and just make it an incredible day. Hey, wait a minute, Charlene, let me ask, do you have that information in front of you? The from the other day about the socks? Guys, I tell you what, I'll tell you where that's actually written is the I think it was some information that was written on about the Christmas socks that was out there. But anyway, I'll make sure that Charlene's got that and can talk to you guys about it, because it was huge, guys, and it's our next big event. I mean, literally from the 1st of October all the way in, all we're going to be talking about is the holiday season and how to maneuver around it when the holidays hit, how you want to take advantage of that. You know how they always say in the direct sales business, make up a list of names? Okay, well, I'm just saying pull out your Christmas card list, and that's it. I mean, Julie and I are already doing that of all the people that are going to receive socks or insoles or both. Okay, and by the way, none of you guys are on that list. Okay, you're gonna have to buy your own socks, but there's a whole bunch of people that aren't on that list. Anyway, guys, go out there, make it a great Thursday. Remember, there are millions of people out there suffering. They're looking for this product. We want to bring it to them. And again, I know that there's just as many people looking for a financial opportunity. Again, they too are looking at the holidays, and they're wondering, how am I going to have a couple extra $1,000 or whatever to get presents for family and friends and all that. And we're here with both of those, or how am I going to pay for the holiday season? Anyway, with that, let's sign off. You guys have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. and talk to you soon. Bye-bye. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us today on Vox Socks Radio. Remember, we're just a group of independent associates helping other independent associates. The health test